Kingdom Death Monster 1.6 review is the $444 grail worth it in 2026? Dax here, let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. The official 1.6 core box is a 21LB cooperative nightmare campaign for 1-4 players with a 30 lantern year arc, 8 monsters, 40 plus story events, 150 plus gear cards, unassembled miniatures and the legendary card pack updates folded in. It is a terrible impulse buy, a poor casual gift, and a bad fit for anyone who dislikes adult body horror, assembly, randomness, or permanent survivor death. For the right table though, it is a true grail, a complete self-contained campaign cathedral whose cost per session becomes sane if you actually play it. Buy the core first, skip every expansion until you finish or crave a second campaign spine, and try Kingdom Death Simulator or a tabletop simulator prologue before paying. That is not a board game purchase. That is a small appliance with teeth. So this review is not here to whisper that every expensive thing is secretly worth it if you love the hobby enough. Some grails are monuments, some are traps with nicer box art. KDM is both depending on the buyer. I wrote this for the exact person hovering over the checkout button, trying to decide whether the legend is real or whether the internet has just talked itself into a very expensive pile of gray plastic. The answer is sharper than the hype. The core game is the buy, the expansions can wait, and the only purchase that makes sense is the one attached to a real table, real time, and a real appetite for bleak campaign stories. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The verdict first: who should actually buy Kingdom Death Monster 1.6? Buy KDM 1.6 if you want a campaign game that is also a miniature hobby, a horror story engine, and a long-term table ritual. The official store describes the core box as a cooperative game for up to 4 players where survivors eke out an existence in overwhelming darkness, with the story unfolding over many nights or ending quickly in bitter defeat. That is the honest product pitch. This is not a clean Euro with a gothic skin. It is a campaign about bad odds, permanent scars, strange rewards, and a settlement that becomes the true protagonist. Do not buy it because it is famous. Do not buy it because your shelf needs a crown. Do not buy it as a surprise gift unless you already know the recipient likes adult horror, assembly, minis, and punishing campaign randomness. The mature 17+ aesthetic is not a footnote, it is part of the object's identity. The unassembled plastic is not a footnote either, the hobby side is real. My rule is simple: if you can promise 10 sessions, buy the core. If you can only imagine one dramatic unboxing and a maybe someday campaign, walk away. Dax blunt answer: worth it for committed campaign tables, solo obsessives, miniature hobbyists, and collectors who will actually play. Not worth it for casual groups, gift buyers guessing from hype, anyone squeamish about adult horror imagery, or players who need short setup and clean fairness. That price excludes VAT, import duties, handling fees, and local taxes. Here is the clean test: if your group cannot schedule the second session before the first box arrives, do not click buy yet. KDM punishes fantasy calendars harder than it punishes survivors. The core box is the grail. Not the stack beside it, not the expansion tower, not the collector panic. One lantern first, then see what the table asks for. The official product data is the strongest argument for the price. The core box is described as 21 pounds of nightmare horror gaming and includes a 30 lantern year campaign, 8 monsters with rising levels of difficulty, 40 plus story events, gear building from monster resources, and the updates from the legendary card pack. In practical table terms, that means one self-contained campaign with enough narrative branches, AI decks, hit locations, settlement events, gear cards, and monster encounters to occupy a group for months. That matters because the KDM core is not a starter in the modern monetized sense. You can buy the 1.6 core, play the People of the Lantern campaign, learn the White Lion, Butcher, Kingsman, Phoenix, and the rest of the horror ladder, and never buy another box. The physical value is stranger. The cards and board systems are only half of it. You are also buying unassembled miniatures, a grim sculptural language, and a hobby backlog. That can be magical if you like clippers, plastic cement, and painting videos at midnight. It can be miserable if you wanted ready-to-play plastic. The box is generous, but it is not effortless. Core box facts, official store facts: 1-4 players, 21LB box, 30 lantern year campaign, 8 monsters, 40 plus story events, gear built from monster resources, and legendary card pack updates included in 1.6. The real hidden cost: sleeves, storage, clippers, plastic cement, painting supplies, and table space are not included in the headline price. Budget at least a small logistics kit if you want the campaign to survive contact with real life. The price argument only works if we count the complete object: core game, campaign, hobby material, storage burden, maturity rating, tax exposure. A grail review that ignores friction is just advertising in nicer shoes. How does it play and why does it feel different from Gloomhaven or Frosthaven? KDM is often grouped with huge campaign games, but it does not feel like Gloomhaven, Frosthaven, or Oathsworn. It is less about hand management puzzles and more about survival procedure. A lantern year moves through settlement choices, hunt events, and a tactical showdown. The monster is not controlled by a player, its AI deck and hit location deck make each fight a semi-readable predator puzzle. That is the genius and the cruelty. You can learn a monster. You can position around its blind spot, infer the risk of specific reactions, and build gear grids that make your survivor suddenly dangerous. Then the deck coughs up something awful and a beloved named survivor loses an arm, a head, or the future you had imagined for them. The game is not fair in the Eurogame sense. It is fair in the horror story sense. The rules are consistent, the world is hostile, and survival was never promised. Compared with Gloomhaven, KDM is more emergent and less scenario scripted. Compared with Frosthaven, it is less polished as a tactical system but more singular as an experience. Compared with a boss battler like Cthulhu, Death May Die, it is far slower and far more consequential. The closest honest description is this: a campaign roguelike settlement sim wearing boutique miniature armor. Play the first story prologue before reading deep strategy. Name all four survivors immediately so the table cares when the dice get cruel. Use four survivors even when playing solo, the system expects a small party. Resolve rules slowly and consistently rather than rushing the first hunt. Photograph the settlement and gear grids at session end so you can resume cleanly. Treat the settlement as the main character. Individual survivors are brilliant, temporary candles. First skill to learn: do not treat the white lion like a bag of hit points. Read the AI and hit location risks, use the blind spot, spin survival before death makes your thrift look stupid, and remember that a failed wound can be worse than a miss. The player's code of the dark warned the table about tone before session 1. Do not spoil sealed discoveries. Let deaths become stories. Do not mock gray plastic. Do not turn the mature art debate into a purity test. A KDM table needs consent, patience, and a little gallows humor. The four buyer profiles: collector, campaign table, solo player, and casual group. The collector should buy if the object itself matters. The huge black box, the sculptural miniatures, the adult horror art direction, the sense of owning one of the hobby's strangest monuments. For that buyer, the price is part of the ritual. Still, buy the core first. A shelf full of expansions for a game you have not played is not collecting. It is panic with invoices. The campaign table is the best buyer. Four people who like dark stories can meet regularly and enjoy shared failure will get the most value. The game creates table folklore. Someone will remember the settlement's first child, the first lucky crit, the death nobody saw coming. The solo player can absolutely buy it, with one caveat: you must enjoy admin. Solo KDM is rich because you control all survivors and can savor the settlement system, but it asks you to manage the whole campaign brain yourself. If bookkeeping soothes you, welcome home. If bookkeeping drains you, use simulator first. The casual group should not buy it. I am being kind by being blunt. If your table wants a 2-hour banger, buy Cthulhu Death May Die. If they want campaign tactics with cleaner onboarding, buy Jaws of the Lion or Gloomhaven 2E. If they want a social event, buy Twilight Imperium and snacks. KDM is not a universal recommendation. It is a precision tool with a gorgeous blade. The best alternative for most people if you want spectacular miniatures, horror, and a finished evening, buy Cthulhu Death May Die instead. If you want a year-long descent with assembly, settlement grief, and adult nightmare craft, then KDM is the rarer thing. Try before buy is not cowardice. The official store points readers to Kingdom Death Simulator. Many players also test the prologue digitally before buying. If your table is nervous, start with kindness, not bravado. Pour tea, explain the tone, and let everyone know they are allowed to bounce off it. The dark is better when nobody was dragged there. The magic is the group chat after a disaster, the screenshot of the settlement sheet, the "I cannot believe she lived" message at midnight. If your people do that, KDM has a home. Expansion buying order: Gorm, Sunstalker, Gambler's Chest, or nothing. Here is the expansion advice that saves the most money: buy nothing extra with the core, not one box, not the one Reddit says is essential, not the one with the miniature you love. The core game already has the campaign you need to decide whether KDM belongs in your life. After you have real plays, the classic first expansion answer is usually Gorm, because it changes the early campaign, adds a quarry that appears quickly, and gives veterans a new opening rhythm. Sunstalker is a more exotic later buy, beautiful, strange, and beloved, but not the first box I would hand to a new settlement. The Gambler's Chest is the modern mega expansion temptation, with a huge campaign spine and a retail price that can rival another Grail game entirely. It is not a beginner accessory. It is a second life for someone who already knows they want the dark to keep going. The official store's expansion ecosystem is real, active, and frequently price sensitive. The 2026 buyer should be patient. Buy the core, play enough to know your tolerance, then add one expansion because it solves a specific craving: fresher early game, stranger quarry, bigger campaign, more hobby sculpture. Buying expansions to cure uncertainty is backwards. Expansions are for hunger, not doubt. The only expansion rule: you need core first, finish or nearly finish a campaign. Then buy one expansion that changes the part of the game you actually want refreshed. If you cannot name the craving, you are not ready to spend. Do not let scarcity run your wallet. KDM reprints and warehouse stock can create panic by pressure. Treat sold-out status as information, not a command. A Grail hobby becomes miserable when fear starts curating your shelf. The honest flaws: mature art, randomness, setup, timelines, and table attrition. The flaws are not small, and anyone who hides them is not helping you. First, The art direction is polarizing. KDM's body horror and sexualized pinup lineage are baked into the brand. Some players find it striking and cohesive. Others find it exhausting or alienating. You do not argue someone into liking this aesthetic. You ask before bringing it to the table. Second, the randomness is severe. KDM creates unforgettable moments because bad things can happen violently and permanently. That also means the game can feel cruel, swingy, and capricious. If you need tight competitive fairness, this is not your grail. Third, the logistics bite. Assembly, storage, sleeves, campaign notes, table space, setup, teardown, rule lookups, all of it accumulates. The groups that finish are the groups that make the game easy to resume. The groups that fail often die in the box between sessions, not on the board. Fourth, the wider product line has a reputation for long waits and elastic timelines. The core 1.6 box is retail buyable, which is good. Future expansion dreams still deserve patience and skepticism. That is the DAX bargain. I adore the thing and I still want half of you to walk away. The right no is part of the review. Consent is tablecraft before session 1. Name the mature content, body horror, sexualized imagery, permanent death, and campaign length. Nobody should discover their boundary after the box is open and everyone is watching. The campaign survival kit sleeves for square cards, an insert labeled bags, a settlement journal, photos at teardown, and a recurring calendar slot. Not glamorous, absolutely load-bearing. The mature content conversation is not optional and it is not a debate club. If someone says the art is not for them, believe them and play something else. Your grail should not cost a friend's comfort. Respect the craft slowly. Assemble only what the next sessions require, clean the mold lines, and let gray plastic be acceptable. A patient build reaches the table more often than a heroic weekend sprint. Final buying plan, the smart 2026 path. If you're still here, here's the path I would give a friend. Step 1, watch a current teach or playthrough of the prologue. You need to see the Settlement Hunt Showdown loop move before you spend. Step 2, try a digital taste if possible. The official store links Kingdom Death, Simulator, and a digital prologue is enough to tell you whether the combat texture intrigues or annoys you. Step 3, buy only the 1.6 core if the answer is still yes. The official store page is the cleanest source for current warehouse availability and price, but check tax import exposure before checkout. International buyers can see a very different final number. Step 4, sleeve, organize, and schedule session 2 before session 1. That sounds ridiculous until you have watched a campaign die after the prologue because the next date never arrived. Step 5, ignore expansions until the core has earned them. If the dark still has you after the first arc, Gorm is the practical first branch, Sunstalker is the dreamy strange branch, and Gambler's Chest is the I live here now branch. My final verdict, Kingdom Death, Monster 1.6 is a top shelf grail but not a universal recommendation. It is worth the money for the table that will return to it, the solo player who likes admin and the collector who loves the object enough to play it. Watch a full prologue teach before buying. Try Kingdom Death, Simulator, or a local tabletop demo if you can. Buy only the 1.6 core game first. Add sleeves and storage immediately. Schedule the second session before the first one ends. Consider Gorm only after you know the core campaign is alive at your table. Buy/skip summary. Buy if you want a brutal long campaign, love miniatures or dark hobby objects and have the time to return. Skip if you want quick setup, low friction fun, family safe art, predictable fairness, or a casual gift. Final verdict. Kingdom Death, Monster 1.6 is one of the hobby's real grails, but it earns that word by being specific, not universal. It is not worth it as a casual gift, a hype buy, a family safe adventure, or a prestige object you secretly know you will not play. The smart 2026 path is core only, try before buy if possible, logistics kit immediately, expansions only after hunger replaces doubt. If your table will return to the lantern, buy it. If not, admire the myth and spend the money somewhere that will actually hit the table. Frequently asked questions. Yes for committed campaign players, solo hobbyists who enjoy admin, and collectors who will actually play it. No for casual groups, surprise gifts, or anyone who wants short setup, family-safe tone, or predictable fairness. Should I buy expansions with the KDM core game? Number buy the 1.6 core first and play enough to know you want more. Gorm is the practical first expansion after that. Sunstalker is a stranger later buy. Gambler's Chest is for confirmed fans, not beginners. Can Kingdom Death Monster be played solo? Yes. Solo works because the monster runs on AI and hit location decks, but you usually manage a full party of survivors and the settlement yourself. It is rich if you like admin and exhausting if you do not. Is Kingdom Death Monster appropriate for families? Generally no. The product is marked 17+ and the brand includes graphic body horror, mature themes, and sexualized sculptural art. Discuss tone and boundaries before bringing it to any table. What should I buy instead of Kingdom Death Monster? For horror miniatures in one evening, consider Cthulhu, Death May Die. For campaign tactics with a cleaner on-ramp, start with Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, or Gloomhaven 2E for a giant social event. Twilight Imperium is a better fit. What is the current Kingdom Death Monster 1.6 price? Check the store before buying because stock, taxes, VAT, duties, and warehouse availability can change.